Thank you for tuning in to the Read Together UMCNA podcast. Hopefully, these meditations offered by your fellow readers are giving you new insights into the scripture for each week. Don't forget to check out the Read Together UMCNA Facebook page for more thought-provoking observations. We encourage our readers to post their thoughts and comment on the ideas posted by others. One of the best-known Bible stories is found in this week's reading list. The young shepherd David takes up his slingshot to face the mighty Goliath in a one-on-one showdown. Reverend Dr. Diedrich Kauser has some new questions for you to ponder about this familiar tale.
A reading of select verses from the 17th chapter of 1 Samuel. A champion named Goliath, who was from Gath, came out of the Philistine camp. He was over 9 feet tall. Goliath stood and shouted at the ranks of Israel, "Why do you come out and line up for battle? Am I not a Philistine, and are you not the servants of Saul? Choose a man and have him come down to me. If he is able to fight and kill me, we will become your subjects. But if I overcome him and kill him, you will become our subjects and serve us." Then the Philistine said, "This day I defy the ranks of Israel. Give me a man and let us fight each other." On hearing the Philistine's words, Saul and all the Israelites were dismayed and terrified. David said to Saul, "Let no one lose heart on account of this Philistine. Your servant will go and fight him." Saul replied, "You are not able to go out against this Philistine and fight him. You are only a boy, and he has been a fighting man from his youth." But David said to Saul, "The Lord who delivered me from the paw of the lion and the paw of the bear will deliver me from the hand of this Philistine." Saul said to David, "Go, and the Lord be with you." May the Spirit of Christ dwell where the Word of God is spoken. Thanks be to God.
I believe one of the most popular and most repeated stories of the Old Testament is the story of David and Goliath. The Bible records the account in 1 Samuel chapter 17. Israel, under the leadership of King Saul, finds itself at war with the Philistines. The war is over. God has granted the promised land to the Israelites, but the Philistines now believe that the land rightfully belongs to them. And so the Bible teaches that the Israelites and the Philistines find themselves set up for battle. The Philistines are on one mountaintop and Israel is on the other mountaintop. And in between these two mountains is a valley called Elah. So in essence, each army stations itself and prepares for battle, but there's a catch. We quickly realize that the Philistines have a secret weapon at their disposal. A mighty warrior by the name of Goliath. The Bible records that Goliath stands at 6 cubits and a span. Modern scholars debate on how tall Goliath actually was, but at the end of the day, whether he was 6 feet tall or 9 feet tall, evidently he was something to be afraid of. We also discover that Goliath has a different plan than just battle as usual. Goliath goes down into the valley and he looks up to the children of Israel and he makes a challenge. He says, "There's no need for us to do battle as usual. There's no need for thousands of people to die in this valley." He said, "Instead, I want you to pick one man, just one person, to come down and have battle with me, and he and I will fight one-on-one. If he beats me, then the Philistines will serve the Israelites. But if I beat him, Israel will become the servants of the Philistines." And so, to no surprise, the Bible says that when the challenge goes out, nobody takes Goliath up on his offer. That is, except for one individual by the name of David. David, who is around 16 years old at the time, is pretty much playing delivery boy. His father, Jesse, has sent him to bring lunch to his three older brothers who are engaging in this particular battle. And so David comes down, and when he shows up, Goliath steps out and he makes the challenge. So what does this story have to do with us today? What can we gain from this familiar story of a delivery boy, the soon-to-be king of Israel, who saved the day? I'd be willing to bet that although we may not be fighting 9-foot-tall giants like Goliath, we've all had challenges in our lives that seem so big, so insurmountable, and even at times so deadly that we didn't know how to handle them. Now, I know we believe in God. We are good church-going people, and we have faith that God can do the impossible, but I'm sure you're no different than me. I've been in some situations that I didn't think that I would make it out of. And you don't have to admit it, just think about it. Life has a way of putting you in some situations that will cause you to tremble every now and then, situations that will cause you to wonder if things will ever get any better. But I believe this story not only sets the tone for David's life, but I think this story gives us some things to hold on to in our lives the next time we find ourselves facing a giant. So there are really three things that I find interesting in this text that I believe empowered and equipped David when he found himself in the fight of his life. The first thing that I believe enabled David to win the battle was from the very beginning of the story, he began to imagine his life after the battle. But get this, not in a negative way, in a positive way. Simply put, David saw himself as a winner before the battle even began. You see, when Goliath steps out and makes his challenge, it wasn't the first time he had made the challenge. As a matter of fact, Goliath had been challenging the men of Israel for 40 consecutive days, and no one took him up on his offer. But when David hears it, he basically has one question, and in my own paraphrase, he asks, "What do I get when I win the battle?" You see, the men of Israel are afraid. They're talking about how big Goliath is, how rough the battle will be. There's no way that they can defeat Goliath. They're supposed to be well-trained men of Israel, ready to engage in battle, but yet they are afraid. And that lets me know that every now and then, you and I will be challenged in our areas of expertise, those areas where we should be the most confident, where we're the most trained, the most prepared, the most equipped. But even in those areas, there will come a time in our life when we will have to have a David kind of spirit, when we rely not just on our own strength and ability, but we must rely on the strength of God. The men of Israel are afraid, but David says, "What do I get when I beat Goliath?" You all see the problem, but I'm thinking about life on the other side. You all see the struggle, and I'm looking at the success that we'll have on the other side. You all are looking at what you've got to go through, but I'm thinking about the victory that God has promised us on the other side. I believe what limits so many of us today when we're facing difficult times is that we're still walking by sight and not by faith. I'm reminded of a quote of one of my favorite theologians, the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. And Dr. King once wrote, "Faith is taking the first step even when we don't see the whole staircase." I truly believe that God is always trying to take us into new areas, new opportunities, new blessings, and even new and deeper experiences of his love and grace. But we first have to be willing to take the first step. And when we take the first step, we go knowing that God goes before us and behind us. He goes above us and beneath us. He makes the crooked places straight and the rough places a plain. When we face challenges in our lives, we have to imagine life after the battle in a positive way. The next thing that I think this story reminds us is that we must remember all of what God has already done in our lives. In case you forgot, at this time, David is still very young, but David isn't shy in his testimony about God. David declares that even though he's young, he's seen God do some extraordinary things in his life. I'm sure the men of Israel and even Saul are thinking to themselves, "This boy has to be crazy. He doesn't realize what he's getting himself into." And I really like what David tells Saul. In essence, this is what he says beginning in verse number 32. He says, "Listen, I know I'm young, but let me tell you something. I've been a shepherd all of my life. And one day, a lion showed up to snatch my father's sheep, and I went after that lion, and I saved the sheep. And when the lion tried to turn on me, I grabbed it by the beard, and I struck it, and I killed it. As a matter of fact, I've killed both a lion and a bear." In other words, David tells Saul, this is not the first time I've had to go to battle in my life. This is not the first time I faced something that seemed impossible. This is not the first time I've encountered a deadly situation. My friend, I just believe that if you and I were to look back over our lives, we would see that God has kept us from danger seen and unseen, that God has brought us through trials and tribulations, and if we could just gather up enough strength to hold on to the promise that God will never leave us nor forsake us, then we'll be able to make it through just about any obstacle we face in life. David tells Saul, I've been through this before. The same God who did it for me then is the same God who will do it for me now. So I ask you this question as I ask myself this question. When was the last time you stopped to remember all that God has already done for you? Because the same God who was with you on yesterday is the same God who's with you today, and the same God who promises to be with you on tomorrow. My grandmother, in all of her infinite wisdom, would always say, if it had not been for the Lord on my side, I don't know where I would be. My friend, you are not alone, but God has been with you through the good times and in the bad times. Final thing that I think this story tells us about how little David defeated the big and deadly Goliath is this: that we must trust that God has already provided everything we need to overcome the challenges of life. The fact of the matter is, there will always be another giant. There will always be another problem, another situation, another obstacle. But we don't face those things unequipped. If you read all of 1 Samuel chapter 17, you'll notice all the attention that's given to describe the armor that was used to fight the battle. In verses 5 and 6, there's great detail about the armor that Goliath wears. And when David decides to go down into the battle, Saul tries to be helpful, and Saul puts his armor on David. And David tries to walk, but he can't because the armor doesn't fit him. And David takes it off because he says, I can't go to battle with Goliath with things I've never tested. And so David goes and he takes off Saul's armor and he goes and he gets the things that he knows to be true. He pulls out his equipment, his tools, his resources, his armor. And David goes and he picks up his slingshot and he finds 5 smooth stones. He puts them into his bag and he heads off to fight Goliath. Because David realizes that God had already given him everything that he needed to make it through the battle. And you know, I think it's a mighty powerful thing when you and I realize that God has already equipped us, gifted us, and strengthened us with the things that we need to make it through life's journey. So David gets down in the valley, and he says, Goliath, you come at me with javelin, with a sword and a shield, but I come to you in the name of the Lord, the God of Israel. And I believe God so much, and I have faith in God so much that in the midst of every struggle of my life, in the midst of every challenge of my life, in the midst of every obstacle that I face in my life, I have enough faith to know that God has already given me everything that I need to make it through whatever I'm facing. So, my friend, I leave you with this. When you find yourself in that place of just trying to survive, remember the testimony of David. Imagine what your life would be like after the battle. Then remember everything that God has already done for you in your life. And then trust that God has already given you everything that you need for life's journey. And I believe that if you and I will do those things, we'll discover that God still specializes in doing the impossible.
Oh God, help us remember that with your help, we can do the impossible. Inspire us to imagine our lives after the battle. Remind us of all that you have already done for us, and give us the confidence to know that you have already provided all that we need. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.